From 1 Peter 2. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and the stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they are destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." I brought a stone tonight. Actually, I didn't bring it. I borrowed it from the church. I had one at home I was going to bring, and I forgot it. But maybe you have one of these. It's good that the church has a rock, right? It's important. But this says, "Be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord." Psalm 31:24. But it makes me think of what Peter was talking about, the stone. And, you know, it made me, when I first read this text, I thought of my own self as far as what I used to do with stones. And when I was a little guy growing up, there was a elementary school right across the street from where we lived, and there were plenty of stones. And I loved baseball and everything, so what did I do? Many times I'd go over and I would throw stones. Except for sometimes I didn't throw very straight, and my dad ended up having to put a few windows in. But sometimes stones can do harm, right? I probably had mentioned over the last couple of years when I've spoken about our son, who was a missionary in Haiti. And as a missionary in Haiti, you know right now there's a lot of upheaval going on down there. There's gangs that are shooting people and everything. Well, when our son was there back in the early 2000s, the same thing was happening, and these gangs formed, and he was in this northern town called Port-au-Paix, and we would call him, and we were concerned about him, and he would say, "Well, we're not so much worried about the guns and everything, because we paid to, you know, for protection." But he says, "Dad, when they start throwing rocks, you better pay attention down there." But rocks can be detrimental. But tonight, the rocks are something very special, something very precious. And we hear from Peter, and many of you know that his name Peter means rock. And in fact, as Peter wrote his letters, his two letters, many believe that that was 20 to 30 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so Peter may have been thinking back that many years in regards to the encounter he had with Jesus when they were at Caesarea, a village called Caesarea Philippi. And Peter was the first, when Jesus said, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter was the first to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in Matthew's version, Matthew chapter 16, Jesus then answers that flesh and blood did not tell Peter about who Jesus really was, that it was God the Father who revealed this to him. And he said, "So I will now call you Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Wow. Well, we know by reading the Bible that when it came to the time when the rock, Peter, needed to really be a rock, he kind of crumbled, didn't he? That he denied Jesus three times before Jesus was crucified. You know, back to Haiti for just a second. A couple of years after our son was there, I took a team down to Haiti. And what our assignment was to build on to the pastor's 12 by 12 hut. He and his wife and five children lived in a 12 by 12 hut. So we were going to build on two bedrooms and a bathroom, okay, in 9 days. And I had never laid brick, and all we had was a wheelbarrow, one wheelbarrow, and the rest of the time we mixed cement on the ground. And the bricks that we received in Haiti were sometimes of very poor quality. There were little pebbles, and sometimes you'd pick it up and part of it would crumble. But the good news was that we had this one gentleman who was the leader of our team, who was a bricklayer by trade. And he knew, and he wouldn't even worry if with part of the brick, he knew how to fit it in and build on. Well, dear friends, that's the picture that Peter is trying to share with us, that he talks about being living stones. And that Jesus, remember, Jesus is the living stone. Jesus' death and resurrection he came back to life, and he gave life to Peter and the other disciples. They became living stones, precious in God's sight. They had drunk the spiritual milk that Peter talks about, and the disciples then went out and they began to testify that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, they had that vibrant faith, and that spread because they were now living stones. They weren't just a rock. And so they went out. Well, tonight, dear friends, as we read the text, I pray that we can become the 21st century Peters. We need to become those living stones. How many of you remember Easter Sunday? Easter Sunday, was it a good Sunday? Were people all excited about Easter and dressed up and the music? I bet you, the music was powerful. And we appreciated that. And everything was, people get excited about Easter and the church is full. But what about now? Do we still have that fire, that inspiration, that spiritual milk? You see, that's the point, is that if we don't keep drinking that spiritual milk and if we don't keep growing in the faith, then that's what happens, is that we just become stone. So today, we need to become living stones, precious in God's sight. And then, as Peter ends that chapter, he says, we are God's special possession. We are God's people. He calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. There was a time when we were not God's people, and now we are God's people. There was a time when we didn't receive mercy, but now we receive mercy. This stone would just, if there was no writing on it, would just be a rock. But yet there's scripture, be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Psalm 31. You see, when we start getting into scripture and we have a time of prayer and we begin to share with one another, we become living stones. And we become a living community of faith. That's the point. On this rock, I will build my church. Amen.